The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Quentin time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock. And Brandon Ork with your Top 5 at 5.
Number one, Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed will receive less than $10 million to settle their grievance with the NFL.
Less than 10 million. You say that like that's not a lot of money. Like between the two of them? How much were they wanting?
I'm not sure. I just saw some headlines. I think a lot of people were expecting them to get a lot more than that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the NFL and you just want that entire situation to go away, like, I mean, we're talking about the National Football League, right? Billions of dollars a year in revenue. Like, what's $10 million? What's $50 million to make all that stuff go away? Yeah, I'd say they got off light there.
Number two, Ichiro Suzuki is retiring from Major League Baseball.
Wait, Ichiro was still playing baseball? How old is that guy?
I'm not sure how old he is. I know because he was with the Mariners for a while, then he went to the Yankees, and then
he was playing for the Mariners back when I still cared about baseball, which was what, 10, 15 years ago?
Then I think he went to the Marlins, and then he was back with the Mariners, and then now he's retired.
All right, so long, Ichiro.
Number three, Tennessee baseball opening up its SEC home. We'll have its SEC home opener tomorrow as they welcome South Carolina, who is ranked number 24 in the country. So Vol baseball looking to get that first conference win of the season tomorrow.
All right, Tony Vitello. Let's go, man. Let's get this W. Don't get swept, Tony V. That's not asking for too much, is it? Don't get swept. I mean, that's how pathetic is that for your rallying cry? Tennessee baseball, don't get swept.
Meat stick.
Number
don't
four.
Get swept, meat stick.
Number four. Here's a name you might remember from a couple NCAA tournaments ago. The Phoenix Suns are signing Jimmer Fredette to
Jimmer.
A two-year contract. He's been playing in China since 2016.
Really?
Yep.
How old is Jimmer now? He's pushing 30.
Yeah. What,
Jimmer?
Yeah, Jimmer. How long ago has that been since he kind of exploded and came onto the scene?
I want to say that was 10 years. Yeah, Jimmer Fredette, 30 years old. By the way, Ichiro, 45.
Sneaky old.
Yep.
Or maybe not even sneaky. He's just old.
And I'm looking at pictures of Jimmer, too, and maybe I just forgot what he looked like at BYU, but he looks like a completely different person from the guy I can't remember.
Well, he does. Weird.
I remember him looking like the dude from American Pie for some reason. Is that a correct? The pie guy, you know, the guy who, you know, did the pie?
Oh, Jason is it Biggs? Yeah.
People told me I look like him a little bit.
No. You look dead off like Bob Saget. Like if somebody told me you were Bob Saget's kid brother, the radio guy.
I've always said Bob Saget, very handsome gentleman, very handsome guy.
Okay.
And number five, gave you an update on this story earlier this week, actually, but the blue tick coonhound is now officially the state dog of Tennessee. It has been signed into law.
How about that? The blue tick coonhound, the state dog. It's about darn time.
I think you ought to get one for your kids.
I just impressed our turncoat governor actually signed it into law. Good job, Bill Lee.
I mean, how would you feel about that if Uncle Bear got your kids a blue tick?
First of all, you're not going to – I mean, like a blue tick coonhound, like that's – that's an expensive dog. I wouldn't expect you to do something like that. I mean, it would be cool. Like, if I'm going to have a dog, like, that would be okay.
I mean, it wouldn't be your dog. It'd just be living in your house.
I mean, anything that's living in my house is my property. That's just the way I look at it. That's just the way I look at it, with the possible exception of my wife. And those
possible.
Kids, those kids, they belong to me. All right, thank you, Brandon. Excellent job on the top five this afternoon. We are live today at Elkmont Exchange. Come on out and see us as you get off. We are on Broadway, just north of downtown. Got a good good little dinner crowd developing out here this afternoon as we watch the NCAA tournament. Still waiting on that first monster upset of the tournament. Earlier today, it was 10-seed Minnesota taking down 7-seed Louisville. But that's it as far as upsets go. We've had some exciting finishes, and we might be on the verge of seeing two more right now. 2-seed Michigan State nursing a 3-point lead over 15-seed Bradley. It's 58-55 Spartans. Three and a half minutes to go there.
Hey. Wow. That was a huge shot there.
Michigan State goes up 6. Belmont has taken the lead, and we might be switching games here if Bradley folds. Belmont 59, 6-seed Maryland 58, 8:29 to play in that one. So those are the upset specials we're watching right now. Florida State has survived. 4-seeded Seminoles beat 13-seed Vermont 76-69. And we're underway in the West region first round game. 12-seed Murray State, Ja Morant and the Racers up 18-10 on 5-seed Marquette. That would be an upset.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that one circled up in a 12-5 game.
I picked that one.
Are we done here? 8 points. Should we go over to Belmont?
Yeah, I think
gentlemen,
we should go to Belmont regardless, please.
I mean, it's an 8-point lead for the Spartans with
that was a game I wanted to
two
watch.
And a half minutes to go. I'm going to get the Vol Rumor Mill
Houston
to
Crest.
Set us up here this afternoon. The Vol Rumor Mill melting away, man, losing all that weight.
Yeah,
it's looking good,
like
man.
He's putting a little bit back on.
What are you doing, man? Look at him. His pants are too big for him, man.
Huh?
60-58 Belmont, 8 minutes to go in that one. We'll have a full look at your scoreboard, Bears College Basketball NCAA Tournament Scoreboard Update Center coming up here momentarily. You want to jump on board, give us a shout, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. All right, Bear, settle this one. Speaking of my household.
Yes.
Raucous debate in the Smith household last night.
I wish that I'd been called in to be the arbiter.
How many chuggas before a choo-choo? How many chuggas before a choo-choo?
Four. Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
Four?
Chugga, 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 chugga.
I think
choo-choo.
You're wrong. It's eight. Wait, what did you just do that again?
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
No, see, I think it's eight.
Who?
How many chuggas before a choo-choo?
Who am I aligning myself with in your family right now?
I don't know that anybody said four. Eight is the correct answer. Thank you, Houston. Thank you. Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
That's how they do it in the public schools of West Knoxville, but
that's what a train does. Eight. David says eight.
I'm with Russell. Eight.
Brandon says eight.
I'm with Russell. I'm with Russell. That's a shocker there, Brandon. You're with Russell.
You say nine? Where are you getting the extra chugga?
Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
You're right.
It's eight. Thank you. I'm right. Of course I'm right.
What did the family say?
You get all kinds of different. Some people say two.
Chugga, chugga, choo, choo?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
As long as it's not, either one of your kids or your wife saying that, then I'd tend to agree with them. Over you.
Well, so one of them said, somebody said it was that we were doing the song wrong, that they do it to, they go chugga, 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 choo, choo, which is Batman.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Exactly.
Was this There's the something, oldest?
Well, you got to, listen, you got to know how a train works, right? How a locomotive goes. I think the correct answer is eight. If you have thoughts on that, 865-546-8200. Hit us up on Twitter. Let's get D.R. Vall, who's been trying to get in a couple of times this afternoon, get him on the show right now. D.R. Vall, you're on Fox Sports Knoxville live today at Elkmont Exchange. Good afternoon, sir.
Guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you, man?
I'm good. I wanted to follow up from Frowny Phil, what he called in about earlier about P.J. Washington.
Frowny Phil.
That's a good one.
What's that?
Frowny Phil. That, I was just saying, that's a great nickname. We're going to have to make a little note of that here.
Yeah, when he calls our show, no offense, I just have to Google sick puppies and look at that until he hangs up. I can't hardly handle some of his calls about us not beating Vanderbilt, which is his closing line. But y'all think, I know that it's the tournament, but do you think that any way P.J. Washington, this is something more serious we think, just sits it out? Like, if there's a chance he could play or not play, if it's borderline his choice, he just sits out to prepare for the NBA draft?
I mean, I wonder, the thing that always jumps to my mind when they talk about some kind of foot sprain and he's going into a cast from a boot, and it's something that it's a really bad injury. It's hard to come back from. It's called a Lenz Franck fracture. That's what I was wondering about, if he did something crazy like that. But then according to, I think it was Wes Rucker, what's he with, 24/7? He was talking to Grant and Admiral early today, and they both said that they could not – hold on, let me pull it up real quick so I can give you the exact quote.
They couldn't imagine not playing in an NCAA
tournament. No, that's not what they said. They said where is it? It's right – sorry, guys, Russell, you could help me out a little bit here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Water. Basically, they said that they had no clue that P.J. Washington hurt himself in their game on
Saturday.
Nobody
did. I mean, he was fine. Like, so, it's one of those things that, like, he might have done something against us, but whatever the effects were, weren't felt or
maybe
weren't visibly.
Up Saturday night or something.
Because
I find it really to me, going from a boot to a hard cast, even though Calipari's saying it's a precaution, it's just a little odd to me. And I really have a hard time believing that he's going to come out of the cast to play on Sunday.
I do, too. And I changed my bracket up and put them to get beat by Houston. I can't remember what round because of that. You know, I've been in a walking boot before. And if you're in that any prolonged amount of time, it really weakens your leg, the one that's being used in the walking boot.
I was in one for like 6 months, and I mean the boot's a lot better than a cast because I could still take it off at night when I was sleeping. But I also remember, you know, when I was in that boot, I couldn't imagine, you know, once you have it on for a couple of days, it feels really weird when it comes out of it. It takes, you know, a minute for it to feel right again. So.
Big shot Belmont goes up 7 on Maryland. Sorry, D.R. Vall. I just interrupted your phone call. Go ahead.
No, you're good. But, yeah, I mean, I'm like Bear when I got out of mine. You really favor it. I can't imagine going playing major college basketball in it. I'm like, yo, I just don't think he's coming back, which is awesome for us, I would think, if we get that far.
Yeah.
Where do we face him in the Final Four?
Final Four, yeah.
If they don't have P.J. Washington, I mean, there's no way they get that far. They might get out of this weekend without him.
Hey, it's going to be hard on – that's a pretty big ask on Sunday, believe it or not.
But, I mean, you know, looking ahead towards a possible Sweet 16 matchup with Houston or Iowa State, that would be extremely difficult. And then if we're assuming North Carolina is coming out as the one seed, I don't see Kentucky without P.J. Washington beating North Carolina. I think even the most toothless of Kentucky fans would admit to that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because didn't Kentucky beat North Carolina earlier this year? Of course, I know they had Washington then.
Yeah, I mean, beat the absolute crap out of them.
Yeah, which is kind of shy. I don't think that would happen now, even with them at full strength with PJ.
No, North Carolina seems to have hit their stride last part of the season.
Yeah, hopefully we can see them. I don't mean to be that guy. I just made fun of Frowny Phil, but I had us getting beat by Villanova in the Sweet 16 just because of the three-point. Us being unable to defend the perimeter like we have.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Better them than us. I hope the guy's all right long-term. Once he leaves Kentucky, which you got to think their next loss is his last game as a Wildcat. I won't hold anything against him.
Same here. Thanks. Well, guys, I really enjoy the show. Good talking to y'all.
Thank you, D.R. Vall. Appreciate the phone call. Maryland cuts it to 4, 67-63. Belmont is we're under 6 now.
I almost said something stupid. I was going to correct you. I was like, 6 or us.
Do what?
I just glanced up at him.
Matt, are you like struggling with your mathematics?
Well, I thought it said 73-67.
Belmont, you talk about live by the three, die by the three.
Well,
I mean, they have taken some bad shots here.
Yeah, you don't want to get into a – there you go.
Give up a three on the other end. Now we got a one-point game.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of us and Auburn. Did you see that when they flashed that stat? Auburn turned I believe they played New Mexico State.
Yeah.
I had turned them over.
Boy, like they are the turnover machine, aren't they?
I wonder if they're I wonder if they're the best in the nation at that.
They got to be right up there.
They're really good at it.
Quick break. Quick break. It is The Drive. It is Fan Run Radio. It is Elkmont Exchange with you on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Back here on the
at 5-4 Knoxville, going down to the wire. Belmont and Maryland tied at 71, about 4 minutes to go. NCAA tournament action heating up at Elkmont Exchange. Phone lines heating up too. 865-546-8200 is your number. 546-8200. Before we return to the phones, let me remind you, portions of our show brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank. Bank local. Simplify your life. Turn to Citizens National Bank for all your personal banking needs. They've got a variety of checking and savings options, plus chip-enabled debit and credit cards right here in your community to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings. Citizens National Bank, online at cnbtn.com. Richard is next. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. They were talking to Coach Bird the other night after he had won his play-in game, and they were making a deal about, you know, this was their first win in the tournament, however you want to look at that. And, you know, they didn't mention that Belmont has always been a 15 or 16 seed. You know, they kind of made it sound like, well, they'd been in the tournament, different positions, and they just never could get over the hump. So, I thought they should have clarified that.
No, it's not like they have some sort of tournament jinx where they get to the tournament and just can't win a game. You're right. I mean, they're always – I mean, this is probably the highest they've ever been seeded as an 11. So
yeah, I think it
they're
is,
still
yeah.
an underdog even if they even if they don't get it done today.
Yeah. Now, I actually – played for Coach Bird his first 2 years as a head coach at Maryville College.
How about that?
Yeah.
Cool deal, Rich.
And it's kind of interesting. I still talk to him, and I went over there 1 year. They were getting ready to go to Kansas and play. This was 5-6 years ago. And I watched practice, and I mean, he's the same coach he was way back then. So he just just a great coach, just teaches, you know, pretty calm and everything. I was always curious how he would have done at Tennessee.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about that yesterday. Joe Rex wrote the Tennessee and wrote a great piece this week where he talked to Rick Bird and Mike Hamilton, and they kind of let the cat out of the bag that in 2011, when Bruce Pearl was forced out, Rick Bird was runner-up. It was between him and Konzo Martin for this job, and for whatever reason, you know, he said, Mike Hamilton said it was just kind of a gut feeling that it wasn't the right time is what he said as far as it pertains to Rick Bird, and they went with Konzo Martin, and it is interesting to consider what could have been.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of kid Coach Bird would want to recruit.
Yeah.
Probably similar to what Coach Barnes has recruited, you know, but he's not going
to develop
he's not going to tolerate a bunch of renegades.
No, and, you know, it's interesting. We're sitting here talking about a Tennessee football player on the docket once again today. And
yeah, that was lovely.
But you don't have to worry about that in basketball. With Rick Barnes, and he's just not taking those kinds of chances.
You know, I saw a comment on that article. Somebody said, well, yeah, that's the world we live in today. Kids got to beware of these police. And I just thought, well, that's the world we live in today, that
wait, the kids,
these kids are so stupid. They don't, you know, when an officer says get out of the road, you don't just walk, yes, sir, sorry about that, and get out of the road.
Yeah.
If you don't defy them, you know, you're not cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's. I don't think anybody is going to sit here and say that all police are perfect all of the time. But even if you feel like they're in the wrong, you're better off obeying them and sorting through the details later. You don't challenge their authority. That will never work out well for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope Belmont pulls through here. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, it's not looking good all of a sudden as Maryland gets an and one here to go up two, and they'll be going to the free throw line trying to make it one. Belmont was up six, shooting a three to go up nine, which, you know, about 4 minutes to go, you would have thought that would be a pretty good position to be in. They don't make it. Maryland ties up the game, and right now Belmont can't buy a bucket, and really all they got are three-point shooting right now. So if these shots don't start falling here in the next 2:45, Belmont's going home.
Yeah. Ton of time left there, Russell. Ton of time.
Ton of time. They got to start getting some good shots. 8-6-5.
So, I mean, they just exclusively shoot the three? I mean, is that?
I haven't seen them. If I mean, they get good looks here, but, I mean, look at it. You know, all five players, it seems, are out around the perimeter spreading the court out. The other thing that does, obviously, is it makes it hard to rebound when you don't have anybody down low. So you're either making it
or you're not.
And we're or you're playing defense, and
they'd give us a lot of trouble if they started hitting, wouldn't they?
Well, this is what we're going to see tomorrow. I mean, it sounds like Colgate plays the exact same way. Here we go, and Todd.
Yeah, but even when they do go inside, I feel like they're just looking to kick.
There you go, backdoor cut for a dunk, and yeah. Belmont within one.
It's a good play right there.
We've got. Did you see, by the way? Speaking of Colgate. There was one of these Twitter trolls at the, you know, who's like a fake reporter or whatever.
Right.
Did a thing, like he had a tweet that said, Belmont player or Colgate player is the Burns kid who's one of their better players.
Oh, that was not. Hey, whoa.
Golly, man.
Remember when a play like that would have gotten a technical?
Colgate had a player that didn't make the team flight and had to Uber to Columbus for
the
game.
Oh, that wasn't true?
No, it wasn't true.
Oh.
It was a fake account.
Okay.
That tweeted that. The player got asked about it today at the NCAA press conference.
Well, sure, because that's like idiot row. Some of the questions they asked. You see where they called Tennessee, Texas?
Yeah. Well, you fell for it. I did a double take first.
I mean,
you and I are the old guys. I mean, we fall for all that crap, right?
Well, yeah. Old dudes. Whoa, I think I got stuck. Yeah, I mean, I'm not I don't feel bad about. I mean, that's just the kind of. I mean, it wouldn't. Would it have surprised you if it was true?
Yes.
College kid misses a flight.
Yes, to go to the NCAA tournament, he misses the flight from Boston to Columbus. Yes, shocked me.
Lane Kiffin used to miss a team bus to at Alabama, or Saban would get mad and tell the bus driver, "Let's go."
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that somebody missed a bus or a flight or something like that. But didn't that happen with Belichick once? Like a player was late, and they're like, "Nope, let's go."
Yeah,
we're leaving. You're either on the bus or you're not.
Was it Randy Moss?
Nobody is above the team. 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on the show here. RG3 agrees to return to the Ravens on a 2-year deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Shanahan ruined him.
Remember they traded away Flacco, so I guess he is the backup to Lamar Jackson now.
Yeah, he'll probably see some playing time.
Yeah, that was a thing, a quarterback who is I would say he's injury prone, but yeah, a quarterback who's not the biggest guy in the world and likes to run in the NFL. That usually,
I mean, Lamar Jackson is basically RG3 before he got hurt. RG3 was really good that year before he got lamed with the knee.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the there was an article today in the Athletic written by a former offensive lineman. I can't remember the guy's name. I remember the player. I can't remember his name offhand. He had a really interesting piece. I'm going to try and pull this up real quick so I don't misquote
about
him. About the performance-enhancing drugs.
Mm, okay.
And
is it Joe who was it?
Ross Tucker.
Okay.
He said, imagine a player getting caught for PEDs and rather than lying, simply saying, quote, I took a calculated risk and made a business decision to take performance-enhancing drugs in order to maximize the financial security that I could get for my family from professional football.
So a refreshing breath of honesty is what that is.
I mean, like, I think
they're all
when this stuff first started happening regularly 10, 15 years ago, like, nobody wanted to admit to it because there was such a stigma, and you probably would be blacklisted from your sport. Nowadays, depending on how good you are, like, if you're a great player that you really help your team win, I think not only would the public say, at least he's honest. Dude, at least he's honest about cheating.
Steroids have been going on since the 70s, though.
He said, imagine a follow-up with an explanation like, quote, I don't have major marketable skills, and thus this is my only opportunity to take advantage of the gifts I've been given and change my parents' lives as well as my wife and children's future. I'm not happy that I got caught and suspended for 4 games, but frankly, that was a chance that I was willing to take in order to provide the best possible life for my loved ones. I know a lot of people will say I'm a cheater, but I honestly don't care. The only people who matter in my life are the ones I need to answer to know why I did what I did and understand that we are all in a much better position moving forward because of it.
I can see how that appealed to you. Just brutal honesty.
Just brutal honesty. Belmont hits a 3 to pull to within 1. 59 seconds left.
Excited.
We got a long way to go, boys. We got a long way to go here.
Have you seen who was the left tackle for the Cleveland Browns? He was like their anchor forever.
Joe Thomas.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures?
All the weight
of
he's lost.
Looks?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Linemen, man, they look completely different once they quit cycling. I
haven't been around a lot of those dudes, like former UT players. I'm telling you, not all of them, but a general rule of thumb. The linemen, offensive, defensive linemen, the 300-pounders, when they stop playing, they drop a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Like 50 to 70, you know, sometimes 100 pounds.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon. Within a year, the skill guys, your running backs, defensive backs, wide receivers, they stop playing.
They blow up.
Yeah. They get big. And it's
– I've seen a couple of – there's a couple like they played at UT. These guys are famous guys. You wouldn't recognize them if somebody introduced you to them. You'd be like, there's no way that's him. I'm talking like at least 100 pounds over their playing weight when they were here at the university.
Well, and for the linemen, it just underscores the the risks of playing football are not just limited to on the field, you know, having your knee taken out or anything like that. It's the human body is not meant to carry over 300 pounds of weight.
Yeah, that and the
joints, your heart, your circulatory system, like it. And if you don't lose that weight, you're in trouble. You can get by with it for a couple of years when you're in your early 20s, maybe even early 30s. But after that, you stop playing football, you really need to lose some of that weight.
I mean, the other part of it is just seeing. I worked with a guy named Mick. He was on he was a defensive tackle on the early 90s Colorado National Championship team. And when I first met him, it was after his playing career had ended. I was over at his house for a party and saw a picture of him in, you know, his Colorado picture.
Hey, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. 16 seconds to go. Belmont down one. We're playing for the shot. Rick Bird's got a timeout. He ain't going to use it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a magic moment coming up here. 5 seconds. Backdoor cut. They turned it over. Just shoot the ball. Why are you passing? What are you doing?
Why did you not take it?
What are you doing?
Is this screw up worse than New Mexico State?
Yes, I think so, because at least the New Mexico State guy got fouled. All right, so Maryland shooting two free throws, up one with 2.5 seconds left. It's not over. It's not over, boys.
God, what a horrible pass.
Just a bad decision.
Oh, he didn't even have position on him.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't going to be completed.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It wasn't there. It wasn't open. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Anyhow, after the break, remind me to tell you what went on with that guy in Colorado.
This dude looks like he can't shoot a free throw to save his life. Look how big his arms are, man. Muscle-bound dudes can't shoot free throws.
He's not that muscle-bound.
He's a big old dude. Guarantee you misses this. Watch.
Swish.
Damn it!
You boob. I think we need to take a break, Russ.
Oh, they're going to call timeout. So, yeah, we'll take it with them. This game might be over by the time we come back. Y'all stay with us. The Drive rages on. Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Docket. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Well, before we break it down here, Belmont comes up short in the upset bid. Maryland survives and advances as they knock off the Bruins today by 3 points. Two points was the final margin of victory for the Terps. All right, to the docket we go, and been a while since we've had a story like this. Tennessee football player on the docket. Vols defensive back Kenneth George Jr. is facing 4 charges. His arrest this morning on allegations of punching a Miami Beat pup. It's not a good headline, Bear.
No, it's not, man.
George faces charges of battery of a police officer, resisting an officer with violence, resisting an officer without violence, and disorderly conduct. The first two charges are third-degree felonies. The latter two are misdemeanors. UT is on spring break this week, so the team is off from practice. George was booked into the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center in Miami on Thursday morning, a place you don't want to be. As of this afternoon, he's still being held at the correctional center in lieu of $5,000 bond. So he's been in jail all day.
What's the bill? $5,000?
Yeah. University spokesman said they're aware of the situation, gathering facts as the appropriate processes run their course. An officer responding to a call on Espinola Way saw George walking in the street's westbound lane, according to a Miami Beach Police Department arrest report. As the officer exited his vehicle, George yelled profanities at him. Not a good way to start an interaction with law enforcement.
Nah.
George ignored the officer's commands and walked toward him. The officer steered George toward the sidewalk and away from officers who were attempting to arrest another individual. Another individual? Butch Jones write this police report? George punched the officer in the head and knocked his radio out of his hand. Again, bad decision. The officer tried to arrest George, but George fled. Officers chased him, arrested him, after which the report states that George said, quote, "He hit me first. Why can't I hit him back?" Bear, why can't you hit the officer back?
Because it's a felony.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
That's a good way to get either tased, pepper sprayed, or if you're dealing with a police officer who, you know, feels like his life is in danger, you can get shot.
Not trying to take a shot at the young man, trying to kick him when he's down, Bear, but what does it say about the state of our football program that a defensive back was able to be chased down by police officers?
I would say pretty slow, but have you seen that viral video of that one cop during the kind of big car chase? And he came from way back. I mean, way back, and ran somebody down. And Baker Mayfield got powerbombed by a cop last year.
Well, and usually this time, this happened in the wee hours of the morning. I'm going to go out on a limb. Don't have anything to prove this, to back this up. This is just a wild guess.
Hypothetical.
But yeah. Perhaps alcohol may have been involved here. Just going to go out, spring break, Miami Beach.
What makes it bad to me is these guys were told before they left campus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm certain probably Fitzgerald had them all
in no uncertain terms.
Do not get in trouble on spring break. Yep. Make good decisions.
Yep.
And probably in that's colorful language in there.
Kenneth George Jr. appeared in 4 games for the Vols last season after transferring from Trinity Valley Community College. He's a junior from Lafayette, Louisiana, originally. And he's a guy that Pruitt liked as a prospect. He didn't play much in high school. Had a growth spurt after he graduated, played a little bit of junior college ball. Pruitt saw some tape, took a flyer on him after we struck out on a bunch of cornerback prospects last year. Wasn't expected to make an impact this year, kind of a developmental prospect. Played a little bit last year and was a guy who was going to have some opportunities here this spring and going into next season. But, come on, a couple of felonies, assaulting a police officer. That's – without knowing all the pertinent details, we'll see. But if the story is true as it reads, there is no doubt that he will be gone. It's only a matter of time. So that is the docket. It's brought to you by Disability Advantage Group, bringing you the docket this afternoon right here on Fan Run Radio. We appreciate Disability Advantage Group. My friend Jason Brill has been a longtime supporter of The Drive, and he's now got a new business. It's Disability Advantage Group. Their attorneys are specialists in handling Social Security disability insurance cases. This can be difficult. You're injured on the job. You have some sort of injury that you can't work. You can't work. You can't get paid. Then you need to go through the Social Security disability insurance process, and that can be cumbersome. You've got all layers of bureaucracy, and if you don't do this for a living, it can be hard to do exactly what you need to do to get the money that is there for, Social Security is there for, in a timely manner. That's where DAG comes in. From the moment you call, they're going to be doing all the heavy lifting for you so that you can sit back, relax, recover from your injury. Disability Advantage Group is online at dag-us.com. dag-us.com. You can call locally here at 865-566-0800. If you see them out and about in the community or you have to call, be sure to let them know you heard us talking about it right here on The Drive and Fan Run Radio. Disability Advantage Group. So Belmont is out, and Bear, we're still awaiting that huge upset. Hasn't happened yet.
Kind of worried right now. I want it to get out of the way. Do we have any more tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a full slate tonight.
Who's 2:15 going tonight? Kentucky? No, they play tomorrow, right?
I thought you were our ups.
No, you've got Kentucky and Abilene Christian tonight, the 2:15, and then Michigan, Montana, 2:15.
In the West.
Purdue and Old Dominion. And then a 6:11 with Villanova and St. Mary's. Other than that, there's not really another chance for one. I mean, Florida and Nevada, Seton Hall, Wofford.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call that an upset, though.
I mean, Wofford's the higher seed, so no, I wouldn't consider that an upset either.
Well, the great thing about the tournament, guys, is we spend all week trying to deduce which games are the most likely upsets, and then it's a team like Bradley or Belmont or
hell, it could have been Yale,
Lehigh, a couple of years ago. You know, they
Baltimore County, Maryland,
a game you don't even spend time looking at, which is why you're probably wise to be worried, Bear, about tomorrow. That's what makes it a March Madness upset, is some team you'd never heard of takes down a blue blood. And
I think it's what's weird is like a year ago right now, it pandemonium. It was, everything was completely just,
well, the Loyola Chicago had begun their run.
Yeah.
By beating Miami very early on that Thursday. So, all right, we got to take a quick break right here. We're at Elkmont Exchange. We'll be back here tomorrow watching the Tennessee game. Want you to come out and watch it with us. Last time out of the show, the shocking conclusion of the drive coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. On the drive, want to thank Elkmont Exchange for having us out, and want to preemptively thank them and apologize for the rowdiness they are about to incur tomorrow when the Fan Run crew descends on here and our rowdy friends.
Oh, God.
What is this place going to be like 23 hours from now, Bears? Tennessee's wrapping up. You've got me worried now. If you're worried, you know how
it's a raucous crowd. I'll be out in my car in the parking lot.
Oh yeah, you can't handle it.
No.
Is that Enos Kanter?
I think so.
Oh, this is that Joker's thing. We're watching just True TV now. Is there a game on? March, are there any Madness? Games going on right now, Brandon? We need to change the channel.
what's the game?
we'll figure it out here in a second. Let's wrap up this show first.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be really raucous. I mean, come down. It's a fun crew to hang out with.
I haven't seen anybody get the charcuterie yet. That's a $22 charcuterie tray, man. I mean,
well, they've got like the prosciutto and capicola and
the cheeses.
Yeah, because they cure all their meat here on site. That's the other thing they do.
I'm kind of tight ass, you know. Somebody want to go in on that with me? You want to go in on a charcuterie tray tomorrow, Davey? $22 charcuterie.
Your charcuterie guy is Chris.
You don't eat cheese. He's such a weirdo. He doesn't eat cheese.
He goes to UT.
You're a grown man.
He roots for Duke. He won't eat.
Don't eat cheese.
He won't eat cheese.
What are you doing?
I mean, to quote the Vol rumor mill, there's a reason that him and Nate pick at Davey constantly.
Yeah, that's so weird. That is so weird.
Where was the Godfather today? What the hell's he gone to St. Louis for?
Oh.
Is he in the family truckster?
He's got
an old family. Oh, God. So you're saying Nate's in like the ninth circle of hell right now. Cross country with the family in a vehicle.
Wow, they're driving to St. Louis. Wow, with two youngins. All right, thanks again, Elkmont Exchange. This has been fantastic. I'm going to go enjoy one of these craft beverages as soon as we get done.
Really?
Here. Yeah. And
I'm going to enjoy a Coca-Cola and maybe some chicken wings.
All right. Have some food, a little dinner, maybe watch some of the beginning of the night games. And then
they got Pepsi.
We'll be back out here tomorrow. Heck no, they don't. This is not that kind of establishment, Bear. This is a classy place. So come on out and see us tomorrow. Broadway, just north of Knoxville. As we get set to wrap up here this afternoon, Brandon Orrick back in Fan Run Studios. Bear, give me some closing thoughts here as we get set to kick it back to the studios for an abbreviated edition of Overtime coming up from 6 until 7. Brandon?
I mean, like we've been talking about the whole show, I mean, you're kind of without an upset right now. Kind of makes me think tomorrow probably going to be loaded with upsets.
Don't say
Brandon,
that.
Shut your
what
mouth.
What are you
off.
Doing?
Shut your mouth.
Not us, of course. Not us. Okay.
All right. I'm, you know, Russ, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like we're getting ready to start a six game, or the last six games of Admiral's career, possibly some of the other guys. I'm pretty loose, feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
Let's get Roger in here. We'll give him the final word today.
See what Roger's final thoughts are.
What up, Rog?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Fantastic, Roger. How about yourself?
I stepped all over your story, Bear. I'm sorry.
Fine.
I interrupted it.
Hey, I just wanted to ask y'all, that place y'all at, I haven't heard y'all mention it. I know something about it, but what's that, though?
Elkmont?
Right up. It's basically at the corner of North Central, of Central Street and Broadway. There's a four-corner section, and you can't miss it.
It's hard to explain, but easy to find.
Yeah, just the corner of Central and Broadway.
Okay, all right, thanks. I just want to ask you, buddy. So the game tomorrow, you feeling pretty good? How y'all feel about the game tomorrow?
I'm feeling great, Rog. I think we're going to show them the 50 states. How about you, Russ?
I'm terrified.
Oh, God.
I'm absolutely terrified. You know, no upsets yet. You know there's going to be upsets at some point, and we got to play Colgate. I think we're going to win. I know we should win. I shouldn't be terrified, but I just am. I can't help it. I'm going to be a nervous wreck. I'm glad we're not doing a show during the game tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
I'm going to sit in with Chance, though. So, I mean, if you want to hear me freak out, I will be on for a little bit pregame.
With Chancellor?
1-3, yeah.
Huh. Doing the crossover, is that what you guys call it, when you get hijacked to go on It's Optional now?
It's really got you triggered, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm not real comfortable with that. Don't think I like it.
We've got Murray State and Marquette.
Going right now? Well, I really feel like Durham Dave has kind of dropped the ball for us.
He's working on it, right? He's working on it. Man's been drinking here all day, man. Give him a break. Kansas is hammering Northeastern. Murray State up 7 at the half on Marquette, so that's one we can keep an eye on. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Brandon. Overtime coming up next here on Fan Run Radio.